people across the U.S. enjoy his music and his legacy will live on around the world. The embassy a statement said our deepest condolences and prayers go out to his family, friends, fans, Haiti and the United States, U.S. Embassy and Haiti. And again, I will share with you a few of his music that I play here on this program many times because he has a message and it's the message that we share with the world and his lyrics. I'm really saddened by that. It really hurts deeply. And especially he's not someone that anyone knew was sick. And luckily, he wasn't shot. He wasn't a violent death. It's something that happened unexpectedly. And, you know, it's sudden anyway, whether it was shot, but at least it was not a murder. It wasn't a crime. It wasn't someone who didn't like him who did that to him. So that's the only comfort that I get in this passing. The situation in Haiti, as many of you who listen to WGXC program Democracy Now!, and as I was, I listened to it in the morning. I heard there was an interview with a person that say that has her opinion on the situation in Haiti. And as recently, the Security Council establishes a sanction regime. I don't understand what the sanction regime is, but that's what it is. The UN Security Council on Friday published Le Nouveau Liste, unanimously adopted a draft resolution establishing a sanctions regime on Haiti, which includes a targeted assets freeze, a travel ban, and embargo measures on weapons, and from the UN and a press release Friday, October 21st. The draft text, which was presented by Mexico and the U.S., establishes the first Security Council sanctions regime since that on Mali, created in September 2017. The resolution establishes an extension committee on Haiti and requests the secretary. Well, you know, I shouldn't say anything, but this is what it is. To this sanction, which will apply for an initial period of 1 year. 1 year. 13 months. A group of experts to support the work of the committee. The committee will be responsible for designating the persons and entities to be subject to the sanctions. Now I got it, because that's the question that I've been asking you. Yeah, the committee will be responsible for designating the persons and entities to be subject to the sanctions, which will apply for an initial period of 1 year. That is good. That is good. And you know why it's good? Because everybody will say, well, is that me? Because I can see that already. They said, well, the gangs, they are the gang who's doing that. But who's behind the gang?
Who created the gang?
And that's what this committee is in for. Find them. You can't, because if they're not your friends, you can say, well, why are you naming me? I'm not their friends. It should be take the sanction against those guys who block it. But who's behind those guys? And another thing that we have to address as well, why those people have to turn to violence to have their voice heard? Because their needs are not being addressed. And there is a publication that I've read that I think it's Chile. The Chilean Mariano Fernandez, former head of the UN mission for stabilization in Haiti, or minister, believes that a quick military action in Haiti is relevant, and that will lend assistance to the national police to attack gangs armed. The emphasizing that this military intervention must be followed by a development plan to reduce the difficulties of the population. And I think that makes sense. That resonates. If you send the military intervention in the country, you have to work a plan to prevent it from getting back into the same old. Because if you don't, a new level again, because after Duvalier left, we had, well, there was a gang called Zenglendu. So many gangs were formed. So many gangs, and suddenly now they are coming in because, and the reason this time, as the guy said, the country is locked, is because that people in high places are feeling the frustration that the people down the street were feeling for a long time. Because as long as you can have fuel to fill your generators, who cares if the rest of the population doesn't have it? Now, once the population can't have it and you can't have it, then you start feeling the pain that they've been suffering, and you hear the cry.
The loss we have, the artist we lost last week, he has a song. He's talking about it's not the country.
No,
he has
that
the problem.
Is that him? Is that me? Is that you? Is that
it's
everyone?
The system.
It's the system.
Yeah.
So
because the Haitian system, it doesn't work.
Yeah, because what happened is if you have...
It doesn't work.
If you have... you see, the same thing. Get Jovenel out. Get Jovenel out. As there is a guy, that Wesley, that and another programmer was scheduled to talk to or to have an interview with. He has a song, and while I'm listening to the song, he said that it's not just Jovenel that
has to go.
It's not just Ariel who has to go. You have to see it's the system. Because the way things are, you take one rotten apple out. But when you brought that apple in into the barrel, it was good. It was a good apple. So something in the barrel is rotting out the apples. You have to find out what's in the barrel. Throw away every apples that were in the bottom of the barrel, clean the barrel, and start putting new ones in. And that's what he has to do, because bring a new group in, before you blink, a new gang leader will come up. Because someone somewhere is unhappy and they want to do something about it. And what do you want to do? Back up bringing people in, and then before you know it, something has happened, and then you're calling the community. This time they have to do something. This time they have to do something. Now, let's listen. This is another one called Isolant. Isolant is one of the group hip-hop young people that been sharing their voices, practically. They've been telling the world that the problem that they're having, and nobody listen. So now, once it is the problem, the insecurity begins to reach those who have businesses in the country, those who are the movers and the shakers. And suddenly, we have to put an end to it. Of course you
have
to put an end.
Of people, the system work for them.
Yeah, but they are the system.
Yeah.
Because they are the movers and the shakers. You know, why do you think the gangs have to take arms for? They have to take them against the system.
But now what they don't understand now, everything is messed up. You know, nobody cannot have a good life down there.
Well, they have to want, and then with the U.S. freezing
the
visa and then the assets and all that, they can't go there.
They have to stay there to
and
deal with
do
the
something
and fix it.
That's right, because they give them a year. If you can't go anywhere, you have your money outside, and there is no fuel to fill your generator. And the banks, and is another piece that I've heard. You have to find a way.
Yes.
You know, you have to have a solution. Right now, they said that as a result of the fuel shortage or the gang war blocking Port Lafitte, public, private, and mixed hospitals are sinking into a multifaceted crisis whose outcome is uncertain. Those guys, they never have a chance to have a hospital. They sick, they can't go to the hospital any which way, because they don't. People say, you see, they have things have
it's,
to reach.
It's very funny now.
Yeah.
Like the private hospital now. It's people like Paul Farmer, you know.
Yeah.
He give like a hospital in here like, for free.
Yeah.
You know. But most of the politicians, Haitian politicians, they take the money and they build their own things.
You listen,
know?
But this Paul Farmer's hospital wants on solar energy.
Yeah.
So the fuel problem is that they may have a backup.
Because the problem, they not follow the same.
Yeah,
the same
the principle that he established. Now they have a problem with fuel. Yeah. Why you didn't turn it into solar energy? Now you just spent $10 million
like to get the solar.
That's why. So he doesn't have to rely on fuel, and even he cuts down on his electrical use. So that means there is a level of function that you can still have when there is no fuel. Yeah. But they didn't do that because they will not do that. The people who are fueling the business, who are giving them the fuel, are benefiting from it. So the more fuel get into the country, they take their cut. So they keep you on the same path. They're making the money, you use the fuel. Don't change it to anything.
The problem is always the same people making the money.
Yeah, so that's why they want things the same way. He said that at the largest hospital in the country, commonly known as the General Hospital, the largest hospital, and then it's a dump. The shortage of oxygen is looming on the horizon. Patients and health professionals fearing the worst. Who was getting those things? Who came to the hospital? Since they said that keep their fingers crossed because things are getting worse. It has been 2 weeks since the supplier of oxygen cylinders to the hospital of the State University of Haiti announced a color. Equipment necessary for the production of oxygen cylinders is blocked. Done. Soon he will be unable to supply oxygen. You see, oxygen.
The university.
Yeah, the State University. This is a place that when you visited, we reported on that before.
But
nothing. There was no bed, nothing.
The port Lafitte broke, the oxygen cannot get to
the hospital,
but the weapons go there to the gangs.
Yeah.
Now the government just ordered the 18 million of
no, 14 million up to fight the gang
from Canada.
Money that it could have invested. Okay.
But why the oxygen is blocked for the hospital?
No, because the gang won't allow people to travel through the port.
The
okay. That shows you all the errors those guys have been making. Okay, all the mistakes. Instead of investing the money to give those guys services, then to live like human beings, they keep it. But now it's being forced to be used. They are forced to take matters because, you know, that's what it is. If you don't have oxygen, then how can you breathe? And the people weren't able to breathe in the first place. So now we all are in it. We know what it is to suffer. Let's listen to this one. They call It's a song called Pays à Blow. The country is blown away. Let's listen.
Mix.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Côté moun qui tape cité nous dans manifestation yo. Tu connais ta belle sacrifier Jésus-Christ. Même oui.
Pays à Blow. Tellement gay et gris yo. Rêve ouais les cap souffri yo. Blow. Tellement yo fissé yo. Pape ouais mou.
Sans beaucoup de famille, je m'a levé mon alaria. Je
batier,
je dis ma prima malaria. What the fuck, je dis pays, je dis mêlé dans le bâtiment. Je viens d'entrer dans la politique là, c'est pas pour tes points. C'est pour tout jeune qui rime, même le décafine, même Jacques. Si je défends nos grands pays, les coups sont des millionnaires. Pour qu'un système dans le pays, ça tout est forfait, c'est à yon pied. Pas frustré, si le peuple a choisi d'être calé. Faut que nous tous mettons tête ensemble pour le pays d'Haïti changer. Et pays, non, pas de problème politique. C'est une question de l'ambition qui fait qu'à nous vîmes plus petit.
Tellement gay et gris, yo rêve, ouais, des caps souffrir, yo blow. Tellement yo fissé, yo pape, ouais, mon amour, c'est complot. Soudo isolation, soudo manifestation, soudo isolation.
Journaliste qui t'a demandé si j'ai un problème à grève. Pour qu'il ne parle de prochain, pour payer mon vie neuf. Ou de mettre son philosophe, de bouffer ce qu'on vit. Avant nous dire n'importe quoi, après nous aimer une autre. Y'a des mouns qui qu'on a dit, ça ils ont entré. Ou pas, j'aime qu'on s'amuse, l'éternel est mon berger. Game pro,
game pro.
Malais pas, j'aime qu'arriver. M'tellement aimer, mon même ça m'a ouais, y'a un
pas
pas gen moun ki pa fè, nan moun ici pa fè. Si bat kou pa pa ta bezwen gen l'enfer. Se ti souk la fè ma pousse, nou chagon ke pa ka fè. Se kote souk ki ka mou evite ti si bi si fè.
Diablo, tellement gen ekwi yo refè, wè de kap soufri yo. Tellement yo fiske yo pa fè, wè mou la mou se komplo. Soudo isolant, fiskasyon, soudo isolant, manifestasyon.
C'est nous qui pas normal qui toujours parle moun mal. Yo fait tout un enraïssement, tempérament yo vin sale. Oui isolant,
oui isolant.
Moi te coup check et vara. Moi c'est petit la misère, même bagué caractère plat. Même musique, moi commercial dans la ria, moi fait social. Qui si moun voye l'école, qui pour que moun me joue leur rôle. Ça gaffe fait chuchu chuchu yo, sob le pagin boss. Sous microphone qui n'en met nous, avec nous gérer tout force. Il est lité au kounye ya pour nous changer tempérament. Yo dit si nèg c'est mystère, mais faut que nous quitte l'enraïssement. Un hypocrite,
un hypocrite.
Il gagne jouer, m'si fait profit. Ces gens viennent sous la ba ekri yo zizi li
Diablo, tellement gen ekri yo refè, wè de kap soufri yo. Tellement yo fiske yo pape, wè mou la mou se komplo. Soudo isolant, fiskasyon, soudo isolant, manifestasyon, soudo isolant. Soudo la tête ou la soudo isolant.
Mou se soufoun sa isolant deye, mou se porte-parole jeunesse la. Mou se révolutionnaire ghetto a. Esponsor e pop creyola.
Yeah. So that's what the guy said. He's the sponsor of the pop. The country is blown away because people don't like to see their brothers move up. They don't like to see their mothers. They don't offer services that will allow someone to grow. Where do people make money in Haiti? Where do you work? Where do you go? Because there is no upward mobility. Upward mobility. That's when you can go to school, you get a job, and then you live your life, and then you can plan your life. But there is no such thing.
It's happening because it's like a small group of people.
There is no such thing.
The majority of people, they don't have this.
They don't have access to. Yeah. They don't have access to services. They don't have access to opportunities. If that's the way you do it, you know that people will come up. People will give it to you because for how long? You said the Haitian Creole has is saying that said animals. What's with the best term that I could translate this? If you corner an animal, the animal will have nothing but to go after you, and that's what's going on right now. The Haitian young people, the gangs, that the people that they are, who think that they have been cornered, they have no way out. No countries can accept them. No, they can go anywhere. Right now, the U.S. has a Coast Guard watching the coastline of Haiti. So that's when they can't run out, just like that anymore. Sagrin Rive. So what happened now? They feel cornered.
They stuck.
You know, they stuck. And so once they stuck, they have to do something.
Yes.
And those people who have 10 million or 18 million to go out there and buy our support, okay? Now the U.S. embargo, we'll call it an embargo, but the sanction, what will happen? You are forced to live with those people. Yeah. You've been... you've been keeping a distance for so long now
you have to live with them.
You're just like a police officer they send in jail with people that they've been sending in jail themselves. You send those guys, you arrested them, and you send them, and then you are a co-op yourself. They send you to jail, and then you ended up in the same cell or the same location with those guys. You can imagine what will happen to those guys with that. And so that you have to force them to see. You can't have a country, you don't invest in the country, instead you are constantly having people running away, and then leave the one that's... This is a very sick concept. A very sick concept. Now, the head of the Gesco Centers, Jean-William Pip, was the guest of panel Magic this Friday to comment on the evolution of the cholera epidemic in Haiti. According to him, the shortage of fuel prevents saving lives. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The shortage of fuel.
Yeah.
Now, especially in the disadvantaged neighborhood, those guys never had anything. But it's the disadvantaged neighborhood. No, no, no. It's not the disadvantaged neighborhood who are suffering now. It's the people who've been selling the fuel, people who can't access it. But the way they're telling the international community is just like, oh, those people, we can't help them. You didn't help them in the first place. That's the reason they are where they are. They are revolting because nothing ever reached them. And so the department did everything it could do. It is a disaster. The problem lies in the shortage of fuel. The shortage has caused the worst humanitarian crisis is experienced in Haiti for 40 years. Cholera outbreaks are found in slums. And how many people who went to the slums to provide them clean drinking water in the first place?
No.
Plagued by unsanitary conditions, you see? Plagued by unsanitary conditions and where clean water is not available. Why it has to be like that? Why it has to get to that point? You see, there is a sign in the dental office that said, with a picture of plaque and teeth,
mm-hmm.
And he said that things would not have got to this point if only you come to your dentist on a regular basis. Okay? If you have gone to your dentist on a regular basis, the plaque buildup would not have been that heavy in your on your teeth. So that's what's going on here. What we're seeing in Haiti, if they have done what they were supposed to do in the first place, things would not have gone to that point. Okay, so this is the reality of it. The community, the international community, have been every time that I've read millions here, millions there. Taiwan, the European Union, come on. Now they get what's coming to them.
La République Dominicaine a autorisé l'exportation de 25 000 gallons de diesel vers Haïti par voie terrestre. Par la multinationale française AFA Trading pour approvisionner 3 hôpitaux et un parc industriel.
Combien malheureux est-ce qu'il y a dans l'hôpital ça?
République Saint-Domingue l'y autorisé pour l'évaluer 25 000 gallons gaz diesel par voie terrestre. Ça veut dire qu'il passe par ATE.
Par frontière,
c'est multinational, organisation multinationale française là qui fait deal là, yo pral pou yo bay 3 l'hôpital avec un parc industriel. Bon. Moun ki cherche deal là, li gen nan kob la.
Yeah, non seulement gen nan kob la, pou ki sa k fait tout temps ça? Y a payé, kounya c'est pas yo kon sa k passé, y a passé par derrière. Une fois que yo pa ka prendre l'autre bois, passé par Saint-Domingue, yo font Saint-Domingue font kob sou yo. So Saint-Domingue now will get some money because he's selling a product that they don't have. So they are going to their friends in Dominican Republic to get them what they need. Well, let me tell you, things are that's the idea, to stimulate things, stimulate the situation because it's settled and it was stagnated for too long. The stagnant situation has to be stimulated, and that's what those guys did. They put some action because they nothing was going their way. So what do? They put something in. They create a crisis, and now the crisis is not only in the slum; it's everywhere. And once it's everywhere, you start feeling it, then you will have to do something about it. And when you do something about it, they always do something for themselves. When things get like that, don't think that they are crying, that people are suffering. Once there is help, the help will go directly to relieve their own suffering, not the population. Okay? That's why things keep on the same way. It's always the same thing. Historical events we have here now. This is what's going on. They cry bloody murder, and then... And then they found out the hard way. What do we have this week for historical events? This is the last week of October. Yeah, today the 23rd. In fact, yeah. Isn't that something? Every year it seemed like that. In 2011, October 23rd was on a Sunday.
Yes, for the month of October, October 1879. Yeah, Luzi Salomon was unanimously elected president by a national. But the reason I want the Salomon, President Salomon,
or 1957?
1879. Mm-hmm. They said, when President Salomon was elected, Haiti was very rich, very beautiful. Things was working really well. And October 22nd, 1957, Dr. François Duvalier, Papa Doc Duvalier, is elected president of Haiti. Le 22 octobre 1957, President François Duvalier, monsieur était élu comme président Haïti. Yes. Le 24 octobre 1915, et Haitian Freedom Fighter ambush US, October 24, 1828, the gendarme we did Haiti officially become known as a God d'Haïti.
God
national, c'est ça, revenir les gendarmes,
yeah,
la gendarmerie.
Is that the French, yeah.
Is the French. Oui, ça veut dire le. Le 24 octobre 1928, et police haïtien, l'armée d'Haïti, y a tiré la gendarmerie, l'itévin garde nationale. Oui, le 26 octobre 1820, Haitien président Jean-Pierre Boyer promulgué de républicaine constitution in Christopher Northern State, Northern and Southern Haiti are unified. Le 26 octobre 1820, président qui était relé Jean-Pierre Boyer, monsieur était mis en constitution de yo qui était et dans tout dans nord Christophe était dans nord constitution ça était uni tout pays à net, c'est ça qui devine uni mon yo qui était fait yo vinn joine on était ensemble parce que pays a des division la donne.
Bon, c'est toujours comme ça.
Nord est divisé à sud, non ça c'est tombé à terrible ça. Oui, c'est ça nous dégain et pour moi ça et nan fin moi ça et oui nous dégain October 1820 et was incorporated into Republic to Republic of Haiti le 26 octobre 1820 pays a été li té en république li pas ton république ou ni li vin en république
vin mais c'est ton empire
li ton empire ou ni li vin en république. Oui, c'est ça nous dégainer et pour faire moi ça.
Oui, USAID officially launches civil society strengthening program amid crisis in Haiti. So, they bypassing the problem instead of letting him the society. Because what happened is you have a multi group of people. Everyone, they intermingle into whatever the other. If you see that ministry, that minister was a minister, but he also on another job here, and then he was doing something. His end is in multiple action. So when you take sanction against one thing, don't forget that he's in not the other. So any which way, things will get to him.
No, but the thing is with USAID, they know what's going on down there. They live down there.
But they let it happen. They let it happen because now they're taking sanction.
What do you mean they let them?
Okay.
They're not president of Haiti. They're not the Haitian government.
The government, the international community, the UN especially, took sanction against Haiti. Now, the USAID launches civil society strengthening. How can you strengthen anything in this chaos? You can strengthen anything. You have to finish with what's going on and then you will strengthen. You
see? But there's a crisis. There's a
That's what I said.
No water, no food.
You can't send them. You can't leave the country. That's what they did. They left it to come to this point. Now, after the year, when they find a way to take care of the problem, then you're sweating the society.
But okay? The thing is, you don't live down there.
I have family members. I just get the message from your side, they live down there.
They know exactly how the misery is, people.
They're not in the misery.
Even they have extinction when they certain little things has to be. They never reach the people that you're talking about.
And that's why the people feel that, what the hell? They're not getting it anyway. Just blow the whole thing.
Anyway, people have to eat. People have to
well,
at least
they're not
drink
getting
something.
It. They're not getting it. When they send food to Haiti, where did it end up? In the warehouse until the people go in there and then bring
that's
the
That's why the USAID so do it. Deployment.
USAID officially launched its program to strengthen civil society against the backdrop of a multidimensional political, security, and health crisis in Haiti. Given the ongoing political, report the Le Nouvelliste, the role of civil society is more important than ever. But what do they do? It's more important than ever. But the problem that Dr. Pape just mentioned, the slum, that no sanitation, no water. How come you let it get to that point? And you are a civil society. You didn't address it. You didn't advocate for a change.
What?
He said that in light of this challenging situation, the UN, the USAID, announces the official launch of the Civil Society Strengthening Program. The goal, let's listen to the goal. Let's read what the goal is right now. It's what is important to me. The goal of that program is to build the capacity of Haitian society organizations, including faith-based organizations, as always. The faith base is always there. Grassroots group and those working with the diaspora that are registered and operating in Haiti. As a result, participating civil society will be better equipped to develop, implement, and evaluate their advocacy and service delivery activities to the highest quality standard. Is it something that, you know, this is so general. Go in there and you'll find out the bureaucracy. We can put one foot ahead of the other.
But this is the problem. They keep talking about what's supposed to happen. But what is just talking about? Like we do one of the things. We bring the electricity problem. We bring the solar company down there. We bring solar.
You are in the big shot.
Yeah, that's
okay,
the problem.
You are in the big shot.
They
if
keep,
you are one
they
of
keep
those
say
guys.
Things, but they don't do things. But what happened? We bring solar down there, you know. Prove them we can solve the electricity problem.
No, now they are worried about the electricity. No, you weren't one of them, okay? That's why they won't listen to
but
you.
But what happened
you
now?
No,
what happened now? The problem is now, everything is online. People know who's take the money, who's they give the job, they don't do the job. Because they said you have to stay there to deal with the reality.
With your billion dollars,
yeah. You stay there.
Yeah, stay there with all your money. Be a big fish in a small pond. Let me see what you can do with all your fortune. Because that's what's going on now.
I know those people's going to be in trouble. Because Jovenel, the ex-Haitian president, said about those guys. It's the first time like a president talk about people like that. Clearly. Name, you know, that's been clear. Everything is clear now.
Yeah, it's clear, but they are looking for people to other countries to put the finger on, to divert the people's mindset, you know, their focus. To say, well, we didn't do it. It's them who come to the country to kill our people. It's them who didn't send the money that we can do this. It's them in other countries somewhere else who did that. And then everybody come down.
The game.
And then that's what they do.
They come in.
You send some rice and some beans and peanut butter to calm them down.
I've never heard one of the Haitian politicians said he take money from the government.
Nope. Never him.
Yes. No one never take nothing.
Nope.
The money just like Papa Lake, but take the money, Papa.
Of course, somebody else did it. Somebody else did it.
Yeah.
You know? So that what now the problem is they can't point the finger on somebody to say that they did it. So what they're going to do now, they are jumping around looking for another organization to come in. And so they can point the finger on the organization. That organization did it. Say yo même qui fait ça. You see? So because of that, now the country is blow and people everywhere calling friends everywhere. Oh, the country, you know, they pay locked, but it's been locked. When I was telling you it's locked, do something to change it once and for all. Nobody listened to me. No. That's not
But the biggest problem for those guys, it's not only Haitian talk about those kind of things, because from people from overseas, our friends from United States, from other countries, they came to Haiti, they see the reality. They saw those guys.
We never reached them.
They saw those guys. Those guys not doing anything.
They're happy to bring their friends to Haiti, so to show how well they are living. And so the beat goes on until the people under there, upstairs, and the people downstairs start shaking the basement, and that's when you find out. Oh, they did it to us. Côté ouais, côté population. Yeah, right. This is...
Where's the Mika Benny song?
Yeah, I'm looking for Mika Benny. It's just like I don't get it. You know, it's Berlo that I have. But Berlo has the same, has a similar, but I prefer Mika Ben. This is Puki Seli. Let listen to this one. Why it's him. It's on
the... Que ça m'a tout la gego. Je t'ai dit musique, ça arrive sous. Nous, on est toujours son jour. Nous, pas j'oublie, on va toujours été. Gravé dans mes mémoires pour l'éternité.
That's for you.
Ça c'est bon. Songez la belle époque. Allo Bass. C'est lui gentil. Represent yo. Capé soufflé, c'est les camis font y parler avec moi. Tant pis, bon moi y'ont t'y signe, c'est yeah. Fait que t'y la vie, ça capé tombé, c'est les camis m'en rien pour t'y lila. Voyez les sages sans fin, mais en y'en pas, j'en cap tourné pour qu'il pas qu'à parler. Est-ce parce que ni toi pour qui paye, mais fait semblant blier. Rien pas à j'aime remplacer, vite ça trop beau dans vie montée. C'est l'igorelle, qui s'est dit, c'est tout à fait fini. Mais n'est pas côté, même si souffri, moi obligé de partir, j'ai accepté volonté. Pour qui s'est dit, c'est tout à fait fini. Mais n'est pas côté, même si souffri, moi obligé de partir. Bénil pour nous papa et sous croisé avec le paradis quoi dit la qui point tout pour son génie bénil quoi va bénil pour nous bonter et sous besoin modèle pour son jouyo quoi dit yo pour yo tout copier grédo moi souhaite l'aime grandir ma compétit qu'assemble l'image et le grégory. Pour tout exemple qui nous tracé, courage, persévérance, bonté, sagesse, avec bienveillance, pour prendre les mêmes séances. Pour qui c'est lié, pour qui c'est sous toute la terre bénie, mais pour côté, même s'il souffre, moi obligé de partir, j'ai accepté volonté, pour qui c'est lié. La terre bénie papa, même s'il souffrit, mais obligé quand il s'est parié, oui là. Cassé
jam ka pliye sonje tout bon man te pase ki jam ta fe pliye.
Yes, that's Mika Ben and there's one of his songs about the that's Compa with Karimi and Isolan. He has a several group that he plays with.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them is Isolan because they have a piece you know, the Haitian in Miami in Florida, they did a piece to celebrate the artist. Yeah. But my nephew in Canada told me that Michael was born in Canada. Yeah, he said that he was a guy who was born in Canada. But of course, as most Haitian in the diaspora, his father is Haitian. So it seems like the thing to do, because once you are, even though you have a child born overseas, the child seems like they are welcome in the community. You know, the Haitian community will take them.
He's a Canadian citizen.
He's a Canadian citizen, but just like a lot of Haitian American born in this country, you know.
But you're not sure what.
So that's that's what it is, because even though he was born in some place else, he has that connection, and he remains connected to the country, to the community. And he has another song, Femme Bouche Nou. Ça c'est Barricade Crew qui était chanté musique ça. Oh, let me tell you, this is really heartbreaking.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, let's listen to one of his other songs. Let's listen to this one.
Mwen pa ka koukoule lanko, mwen sa teme tout moun dako.
Mwen sa mouve,
mouve, mouve, chante,
mouve,
mwen di mwen pa tande,
mouve,
mwen sa bie koupe.
Qui côté moins serré? Allez, qui chaque dimanche? Pour le côté avant. Si pour gagner la vie, c'est monter, m'a converti. Femme, un pied campé. Puis bien habillé. Ligons, j'en souris. Peut-être moins parti. Boutant, balle mauvais. On laisse pas parler. Les gens l'ont marché, bien campé, et puis ils vont
habiller.
Mauvais, 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 mauvais.
Oh no, they did it again. Mika Ben Karimi, mesdames et messieurs.
Parce que c'est libre et flé.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, and we are live in Columbia County with the Haitian cultural program Lile Lita. And we just made the turning point here. As a reminder that we are in a pledge drive week, and your support is very important to us as it gives us the opportunity to share our culture and to share what's going on in our community and to ask for support. And you do come out to help, and we give thanks for that. And if you haven't submit your support yet, please make a check payable to WGXC. Mail it to Wave Farm, 5662, Wood 23, and the P.O. Box 13 is where it's at. It's in Aqua, New York, 12405. You can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. To make your pledge. We are looking for sustaining supporters. Sustaining supporters, that's what will guarantee us a guaranteed income, something that we can rely on to plan. And your support, continuous support, will make it possible as a sustaining supporter. We made the turning point, and as you know, that we have an artist that passed away, not just like that in front of. What's so shocking is the fact that we're seeing it in front. He died right in front of his fans. That's what makes it so unbearable, because he was with them, giving them joy, growing up, and people were having fun, and then the fun suddenly stop.
Bang.
And then bang, he dropped. He just dropped. No one can say what was going. No one knew. And it seems like that people were waiting to laugh at him because he fell on stage. people were always ready to make fun of artists, especially artists, well-known artists, when something happened to them. So they want to make fun of Michael Benjamin because he fell on stage.
It's
wow.
A human reaction.
Yeah.
Some people said, oh, my God, it's very painful, you know. Some
yeah, but what happened is that they it's not that they are. They see it, it's fun. It's something that they're going to write about it. They're going to, oh, he fell on stage. Oh, this man was there. This is. But then, it that's not what it is.
There's nothing to talk
that
about.
That was nothing to talk about. It was more devastating than a joke on an artist that fell on stage. That's what was so shocking to people. See that the fun that they thought they were going to have with him didn't materialize. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So right now, they are practically, what's the word for, they are giving homage, they are talking about him, and then everybody has something. Even my daughter had a picture with him when during the Compa festival in Florida. She sent me the picture. Then, because I didn't know that we will ever had a connection. But when Mary J was working for the Compa group, they had when she was in college, and so she had a picture with Michael Benjamin. It is devastating.
Yeah,
I think
people really sad about the situation because they consider him like a Haitian Bob Marley.
Yeah, because he plays his tune is
and
not
he's
just
a nice guy. He's a really nice human being.
Yeah.
It's really
because he made a visit. He visited the school, a school in Haiti. Oh my God! Mm. I saw those girls. Those girls were all over him because he gave one a little kiss on the side of a cheek. Oh, that girl just just dropped like because him. that's how famous that he is, and then he was so personable.
Yeah,
but you know,
his dad was famous singer too.
Yeah,
he's come from like a musical family.
Yeah, but it's not just his father, but the songs that he wrote, and his song with his with Paul Bobo, when he had his song with Paul Bobo too, Aye Bobo, I like that one too. What he sang with Paul, Aye Bobo. It's terrible. I can't even tell people how I feel about his loss. He was
really sad.
Yep, he is.
Really.
Listen to this one, the Aibu Marco Benjamin. It is really above and beyond to see someone that you were playing, were laughing, were giving you and then listen to him.
Haiti, mon pays, ma patrie, ou bien vite parler, non, non, ou chérie, tout samedi, yo sorti dans un caillou, tout royaux, espio, guinéo, tout voyez pour tu parler pour yo, chouvio, rassemblez vite dans des histoires.
Dans la
Yes. Fabrice Moyes, the ambassador of France and Haiti, said the adoption of a sanction regime by the UN Security Council against criminals in Haiti and those who support them is a major turning point. We are in the turning point segment of our program this afternoon. And so, well, that's what they said, it's a turning point. And the international community position, it's a turning point. The Haitian state will only be rebuilt through a multilateral fight against impunity, embezzlement, and organized crime. Now, impunity and embezzlement, where'd that settle? It sits in the power. Okay? So organized crime as well. So those guys who just born the other day, not even 40 yet, many of them are in their 30s, if not younger. So they didn't establish this problem. Okay? So they did the best. They find something that's not pleasant, and they get into it, and then voila. Now, I found that song that I wanted to share with our listeners. That was my favorite, and this was the music that I that practically discover
him.
I discover in Mika Ben that I play, because he played with Cadillac, another group, and so in this music that was 6 years, he had that, he said that the system na ki blow is the system. So everything, all those sanctions and all those positions that the world is, if you don't attack the system, you just go and remove one guy and you forget the other, we're just going to get the same result. Listen to Mika Ben. One of it, that's the first song that introduced him to me, particularly because he says a lot of things in that song. And then he was such a young man. He was so loving. He was so pleasant. He has such a great personality. He's not just an artist who come in and then sing a song. And he says what he means. He looks like he's singing his heart. He's saying what he feels like saying. And that's what I like about him. So let's listen to Mika Ben. System na ki blow.
Haïtien Lila Lita, vous mangez la tigre à côté de l'eau. C'est le système qui bloque. Il a pour prendre conscience.
C'est le système qui bloque. Pas ou même qui bloque. C'est pas même qui bloque. Politicien qui bloque. Ou n'a pas qui bloque. C'est pas ou n'a pas qui bloque.
Enjoy that song with me. It's the system, Mika Ben, that blow, not me, not you.
Yeke moun kap jimba le pop evite. Si nou el kou sa son bagay natirel. Yim le fè tout un gen l'espi agite. Se nou ta son analis konjuntirel. Pou te kote kope pou ta tout se brele. La tosye sa yore de confidential. Pou ti amin de tri la realite.
Realité,
model. Ti tik tik a koutan den gen tan de rapé. Preste yo nan la ria, se sak pi bel. Men nou propose pa wè yon pito pa pale. Me plisi la fè se sa mye pank model. Kache de ye pwide pou nou voye moube. Voye moube, nan voye moube. Kache de ye pwide pou nan voye moube. Voye moube, nan voye moube.
System na ki blow. So whatever plan that we have to change things, to make something happen, we have to realize that is the system. We have to realize if we don't change that system that he's singing about. In fact, it was is another news. His own cousin who was the best man in his marriage, yeah, and his wedding, was kidnapped.
Yeah.
2 days before his death.
Yeah. But they said
so he was a victim as of the same thing that's going on.
That's
but
what
you
said.
See, that's
the situation making him like,
you know, he couldn't even perform because he's concerned about his family member.
He was very sad because he was very close
to his his cousin, who was also kidnapped, victim of the same group of people. Okay, because the group has come to a point where people can see which way is up, which way. He said, it's not us, it's the system, and that's the song
system that we put in place.
Yeah. That's the song that, you know, that when I saw that song, it was blown me away. It blown me away. I said, wow, this is the man that I have to share this one with our listeners, because he said that we have to say the truth. We have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because the other way, in other words, you will never be able to say what you have to say if you keep it. And that's what people might say that I'm too aggressive or I'm too outspoken. Direct. But this is it, you know. This is it. If you have, at my age, when am I going to tell you the truth? When am I going to say what I have to say, you know? So we have to realize the system. Why did Haiti, after all these years, we moved a dictator, send him into exile in France, of all places. And then he ended up spending all his money. And then after that, he returned to Haiti and died. And all the money he brought to France with him, was spent, and that was it.
We've been doing the same thing from the 18th century.
That's right.
People go to exile in France. They die in France. They come back.
Because French, I don't hear them die in Canada. Maybe
no,
there is a difference.
No, they never send like a president in Canada. I think it's only...
Because of the language?
Mm-mm. I don't think Canada is worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because president always go to Europe, to France.
Yeah, because France, a lot of them too, they feel that they are more with France than because of the language and then the culture. Some of them believe that they're French. So, one more song before Dr. Finolia come to the...
Balague.
Si m'a parlé vous, rêve ou chaque jour. Et si l'aime parler avec ou, ou est j'aime pas j'aime pas tomber dans jeu. Si ou aime décontrôler, depuis une veille on t'y collé. Et si moi y'en pas assez, c'est ou qui fait moi débalancer. Ou est si ou aime à tomber baby, mon bébé. Ou est-ce où est mon gougou, c'est qu'il gaga. Faut qu'il me balague. Est-ce où est ma tombe chérie à moi. Faut qu'il me. Ou est-ce où est qu'il me fâche, j'aime qu'à dire ça. Faut qu'il me balague.
L'âme tendue au cap parler. Ou capoter malais. Si vois où t'as la main douce. Couillon t'y brise, yon t'y caresse. Et si moi t'as mandé les anges avec le ciel, pour yon intercédé. C'est pour yon qu'a fait réaliser l'an qui pourrait me obséder, bébé.
Catch me, baby, 'cause I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with you. Mon amour, les moins fous d'amour. Catch me, baby.
Ouais, sou pas dégage, tout qu'un bon kounye a. Ou pral gen pou qu'un bévole, que le vole moua. Si porte rêve, mon chéri, c'est si porte bientôt. Parce que celle ça me réveille, chaque lèm abdomen, c'est ouais. Nous tellement connectés, depuis grand goumbaye. Depuis m'fâche ou fâché, depuis joye m'joye. Ou qui l'aime n'a marié, moui depuis pari m'pari. Après ça, petit sou petit, j'ai ou va égaré. Ou préféré m'na ou, chaque lazé ou a toujou. Sacré crasé l'amour, non, ça c'est peut à toujou. Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait, qu'est-ce que première fois nous débois. L'homme où est passé, il tout en bas goûter de l'eau. Hey, hey, mandan, mandan net, bon ça m'a cherché une idée. Mandan, mandan net, si vous la game m'a tombé fort. Mandan, mandan net, ah, où t'as cherché un joint, now, comme ça je retiens.
Wow, she was he was singing Kembim, hold me, don't let me go. If you see me falling, don't let me go. But when he was on stage that night, he was falling, but no one could help him. No one could come close to hold him. Well, my friend, you have gone, but your work will live forever. And I thank the universe for giving me the opportunity to hear your work, your song, your poetry. Your poetry. It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable seeing and listening to your work now. It was believable. It was so poetic, poetic. Everything that you said was poetic. Poetic. Okay. Apparently, I don't hear Dr. Finolia, and I have a chance to see her this week for the birthday of her father's birthday. And I ended up taking a ride of the celebration as well, as an invitee. Mika Ben. I never felt so bad about an artist. Never. Well, I felt bad for a painter. I felt bad for
Pam le li fèm debale, li fèm tout sèm mache, li fèm fè salivle kon sa, li jwèm tè kon bongo, la fèm nè sè tango. Si pam le li fèm debale, li fèm tout sèm mache, li fèm fè salivle kon sa, li jwèm tè kon bongo, la fèm nè sè tango. Li kèm fèm tè kon mayonet, li basèm tè kon alimet, li fèm fèm tè kon sigaret, tè kon tafya li bon matè, li fèm kouye wo 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 wo. Li wèm tè pouti dans café carré, c'est pouti la rouge. Li fèm pourri, li fèm marché, li fèm chita, li fèm campé, li fèm crier, oh 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 oh. Maintenant, li fèm relé, oh 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 oh. Ma part tout bim, ma part tout gam. Bon j'aime rêver, même si la femme problème. Malgré tout ça, le fait passer. Où je le fais marcher. Même si je souffre, ma fait le corps. Sans réfléchir, vous n'êtes pas d'accord. Malgré tout ça, le fait passer.
C'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
Pourquoi m'a crié, c'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
Pourquoi m'a possédé, c'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
C'est l'immense gâté, c'est pour l'éternité. Moi, j'ai tout le monde qui n'a qu'aim, c'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
Et tout si c'est crème, c'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
Tout l'amour, tout quoi j'aime, c'est pour
Pam Nati Pam Na.
C'est les qui sous bonhème.
Si Pam le lit, fait déballer, il fait tout ça marcher, il fait me faire saliver comme ça. Il joue un peu pour bongo. La femme de cette.
Mika Ben Tipamna, the little one, my little one, Tipamna, my little one. Wow, what a loss. What a loss. I miss that voice. and we never hear him producing any more songs. So let's enjoy this afternoon together and honoring Michael Benjamin.
J'ai fermé, touché, j'ai fermé. Juste en demain matin, levé. J'ai fermé, touché, j'ai fermé. Bon an tout bourgué, rêvé. Pas contre si c'est pour longtemps. Tout simplement, moi pas qu'attendre encore. Couler pour la nuit tombée. Ma pente est minute, moi impatient. Ma vie manger ou carrément. T'en prie, doudou, fini, faire rêver. Faire sentir ma volée. T'en course et son yage, moi. Et sans moi pas, je m'aide tomber. Fais me sentir comme nous, cap enlacé, sans jamais y'a touché. Fais nuit ça, durer une éternité. Manier où j'ai fermé, toucher où j'ai fermé. Juste en demain, matin, levé. Manier où j'ai fermé, toucher où j'ai fermé. Au nom de pas comme ça pour me dire encore. Ferme douce, ferme dis la parole. Par ta magie, moi hypnotisé. Mignon manière, tu m'entends. Pas moins zèle ou transporté. T'en prie, doudou, fini, faire voler. Mène mon la côté. Tout loin dans la voie lactée. Côté c'est moi avec seulement qui existait. Y'a un petit plein d'amour, t'es inventé. Pour nous aider, pour nous faire pousser. Pour t'aimer toi-même, pour m'aimer mal.
Happy Sunday to you. Let me know the song. That was Mika Benda was playing. You know, j'ai fermé. Oh, wow. I feel terrible. Terrible for that loss. Terrible. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I felt terrible too, but you know, I came to a realization that we all have to go at some point.
Well, we all have to go, but you know, death is something that we never get used to.
Right, but to me, he left as a hero.
Yeah.
Having that Haitian flag on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Performed the way he did, and having people, you know, happy and that.
He died with his flag. He died wearing the flag. You know, in a foreign country.
That's something else.
That's something else. He said he has. I was playing a few songs that he has here about the system that blow. When he's talking about that, it's not you, it's not me, it's the system that has to change in Haiti. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, you know, that's a song that I discovered the first song that I played with him. Is that music that said that it's a system now ki blow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the system. So if it's not take one out and put another one in, and before we know it, we have the same old. We have to change the system that's giving us those people. And there is another one that I discovered also in another group of the same. With the system, he said that unless those guys change their way of thinking, okay, to see the Haitian people, what they need, and then to put something in place in the country, nothing will really change. And you're going to have a new group, a new generation of gangs. Because the people are tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The people are tired.
But anyway,
good songs. He had a song he made for his mother, a mother's song, about 5 months ago. I think I sent it to you.
Oh yeah, for really Mother's nice. Day. Maybe for Mother's Day.
Well, for mother, so it could be saying for Mother's Day. He made the song for his mother and then all the other mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I sent it to you. I sent it to my broke. Mom as well.
My heart broke, you know. It is. As I said, you know, tomorrow.
But I found out. I don't know how true that is. He probably had family history of heart disease.
That's what I've heard. You know, yeah. But his father was older. Is it from my father's side or his mother's side? Because
both sides, probably.
Both sides.
But they're taking care of it. Of theirs, but I don't think
maybe they think that he's too young.
He didn't do any tests, yeah,
because people assume that young people don't suffer heart disease.
Yeah, but if there's certain things run in family, you have to, you know, go to the doctor and do your tests and see what your family has. And if the family has certain things, there's certain things that are genetic,
yeah.
And as generation goes, it gets worse sometimes, certain diseases, you know. It get worse in certain generations, so people have to be aware of what's going on.
So is that because you're young? Not because you're young. That means you are all set.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're young. That's mean that it won't get to you because it was a. I think what hurt the community more is the fact that he was so young. And the whole thing happened in their presence.
And the way it happened as well.
Yeah.
I think the way it happened. It was just like, who would have thought? Somebody's there standing. He looks so good. I mean,
yeah.
Look at it. It was just
good looking. Yeah. Mary J. Mary J. had a picture with him. Mary J. has a picture. Let me tell you, Mary J. has a picture with him. And she recently... the other day she put out, and I'm going to share it tomorrow probably, because you know, there was a Compa festival in Florida, and Mary J was working with the group at the time. She, you know, she was in college. She wasn't graduated from college yet, from a medical school, and she went there to do a part-time job with the group festival, Compa festival in Florida, in Miami, and she got a picture with them. Oh, let me tell you. See, this is one good-looking man, and that woman. Yeah. I can let me tell you, and his wife feel the loss.
I know. When she's a pretty girl too. She's a beautiful girl. I went and tried to find out everything I could about them.
That's the reason. That's the way I'm grieving.
Together and the baby. Yeah. To me, that's how I solve some certain things. Because I'm like, but I just went and subscribe, read all, look about his bio, watch all the videos about him, trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
But I saw one video that was alarming to me. That's part of when he was going on stage. Before he went, he just looked
on the stairs.
He was so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like he needed a rest.
Right. That was a sign where somebody could have said, my friend, you need to sit.
Well, he gets on stage, it seemed like he was animated.
He gave his all.
Yeah, he gives his all.
He just gave it all. And he's like, you know, like...
Let me tell you, when a woman is married to a man of that caliber, and then for him to just drop like that on stage in the middle of a concert.
I got goosebumps. There's somebody else, something like that happened to, and I really thought was one of, you know... remember the basketball player? He was, I think.
Oh, there were a couple of them. Yeah, there was a couple of them on the basketball court.
Kobe Bryant.
Well, that was an accident. That was an accident.
Still,
he was in the hand of some. Yeah, that was another shock. That was another
still,
shock.
The way that it just happened. Look, a few minutes ago, he was going to
one of the basketball.
Game
yeah,
with his
then
daughter,
suddenly,
and then boom! It's just a crash. No matter how you go, you go.
Well, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, that thing was painful for me, and also the guy, Black Panther.
Yeah.
When this happened to him, I remember like 4 years before, and it seems like it was around the same time I started talking about colon cancer. I made videos about it, how people need to eat healthy and this and that. And then boom, he had it around that same time, but nobody knew. He kept strong and was going and going, and then boom, he just died. So all these, you know, strong guys dying, whether it's accidents or health issues, devastating blow well, to the community.
While you are talking about that, you know, tomorrow is would be my son's birthday. And he would have been 41 years old, the same age as Mika Ben. And I remember the shock. I was out on a Saturday, and then I went to the city to an event. And then on Sunday, when I came back, I didn't have a cell phone in those at the time. You know, cell phone. I didn't see a reason to have a cell phone. And his stepmother was calling me, you know, like crazy. They couldn't find me. And then when I finally come home and get the message in the answering machine at the office and found out that he's been shot. Oh. And my question, the woman left a message for me and he said to me, and I remember what I asked her. I said, is he dead? And she said, yes.
Oh.
Let me tell you, there was nothing left in me. Once I've heard that. So those kind of things, when they happen to a person, you know, the shock, it will take time. It will take some time to recover. It will take some time for the family to recover, for his children to recover, his wife who lost a spouse so young, you know, to have something like that. And I'm sure that a woman who married that guy who was the love of his life, of her life. And it seems like she was the love of his life too, because that was listening to songs that he's singing. They are so romantic. You know, if you are a wife and you're listening to that kind of song, there is no way not to feel that you were the number one in your spouse's life.
But there's a saying now, it's been going around, that after somebody's passed, after a few months, after a few days, after a few years, everybody goes back to live their normal lives. So it's hard, but that's the reality of life. So I just hope that whatever, how he was living, he made his impact on whoever's life he touched while he was alive.
Well, his fans will move on, because there are other artists, but his family. His family will be, you know, his family.
People continue to move on. I could ask you these questions because you lost your son, but how, like, on a regular basis, how often do you think about him?
Every day. Every day. Every single day. Because the house still have his stuff. I still have his clothes. I still have his clothes. I still have his pictures. I still have his...
Do you go in the room?
Everywhere in my room. They are in the room that he used to sleep in. It's everywhere. My closet, we have clothes in my closet. Shirt, clothes he used to wear for Easter. So I didn't know how to do. I don't feel like giving them away and then have someone mistreat them or something like that.
Do you feel like you haven't moved on or haven't grieved enough?
Nope.
What's the situation?
I haven't. For some reason, I never. I don't know when will that be. Because thinking, the problem is when you lose someone so young and so sudden, you weren't prepared. You know, that's the problem. You were not prepared for this. So the person's vibration, energy is all around you.
Okay. Now, I've seen people,
you know,
they go to the stages called... described by Dr. Kubler-Ross, where they have the anger, the bargaining, the denial, and then, you know, the acceptance, and they go through these stages. It doesn't have to necessarily be in all in one order, but there's been situation where people grieve differently, and some people after a while they move on. But for parents, I think it's
harder
because it's the opposite way.
Yeah.
Of the law, parents supposed to, you know, not outlive their children. So
maybe if he had a family by the time that he died, his children, you know, would have been some kind of a consolation. You know, but when he died without leaving a child behind, it's harder because you don't have it. Just like I see his face in people's and other young black men, and with the constant killing of young black men. Every time I hear someone, it's a black man who was executed. It's a black man who was killed. However, that person.
And it's all over the world too. It's all over. Haiti, every day. It's everywhere. Mostly the black men that are dying.
So that's like, it. So it's just like I'm reliving the experience. You know,
wow.
I'm reliving it every time I hear somebody is going through that pain, because I know what it feels like. So my own wound is reopened.
Wow.
You know, so that's why that's the reason we can't go.
That's not a good feeling. No,
that's the reason.
Every day.
That's the reason. I can't get over it because I'm constantly reliving it, and the pain of other people who have lost a child. Sometimes the way I lost mine, similar to the way I lost mine. Sometimes it's another person, they find the body somewhere. You know, all this loss.
Right.
You know, you just like you are walking in the valley of death, you know, because you lost what, and sometimes I wonder what he would have done, what he would have been,
right,
you know,
what he could have become,
what
right.
he would have, you know, all the things that if he were here, especially when sometimes that I talk as if he's still here. And I said, you know, you better get something going now because I need help. If you were here, you would have done something. Go get me help.
You ever thought about going to counseling?
I don't think they can do anything for me because the loss is a loss. Okay, there is no way you can tell me. I'm a very spiritual person, and because of my spiritual, because of my faith, I always feel that I can talk, because that's one thing that I said to him during the funeral, that I will hear his voice from those who speak. I will feel his presence whenever that there is a song or there is someone who says something will resonate. Because what happened is, he's around me. I feel he's around me when I talk, and that's why I feel that I had to watch what I say, because sometimes I feel I don't want to offend him as if that he wasn't important to me. He was important. Wow. So that's how I feel. Because he's not, and especially I didn't see him when he died.
Right.
He was about to come to visit me, and then, you know, he was taken. So I'm living with the loss every day, every passing birthday, every holiday. You know,
this is painful.
It's painful. But once in a while, when I have a chance to, just like I went to your father's birthday, and to see you and your children. And the other day, those kids were so young. And
right.
And then to see them growing up, I said, wow, you know. That's a joy to see young children, to see children that you know who have their own families, and you're watching their families growing up. It was a joy. And I thank you for inviting me. And as I've said earlier, that...
pleasure seeing you. I was so happy seeing you. But
and
sure
I think your father
coming.
Was happy to see me too.
Yeah,
because he didn't know I was coming.
He saw his face. He was like...
He didn't know I was coming, you know. So he would jump on the chair and then we'd dance. And it was really nice, you know, to be with you and your family and to see your children and all that. So that reminds me and I still have a picture of your brother with my son at the church, a church luncheon. After church, we were, it was a potluck. And my son was sitting next.
Picture.
My son was sitting next to your brother. And now he's with his son family and all that, you know. It's painful. But I enjoyed the party. I enjoyed the little time that we spent together, and I thank you for inviting me. And that took away some moment, a fleeting moment of mourning, practically. You know, when I go out and do things with someone else, that I feel that from that moment, I'm away from my from the thoughts, you know, that live with me all the time, because that's what it is. You know, it's that's what it is. You can't really overcome that. you live with that for the rest of your life. Because I don't know if a person, if the child was younger and I didn't have developed some kind of routine, you know, you watch that, that child going. Tomorrow I'm posting a picture of his of him on Golden Pond. I don't know if you remember that film with Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn.
I don't watch too much movies.
Yeah, that was an old movie with Katharine Hepburn on Golden Pond. We went to Golden Pond, and I still have the shirt that he wore that day in the picture.
Okay.
You know, so those are the kind of things that help me going through life, you know, because he's there that I thank God that I had the opportunity to share life with him.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's the memory that I have with me that keeps me going.
Right. I was just telling my son this before this. I called him and he's not feeling too well. And I was telling him, you know, time is the most important thing that we have. Is spend time with family, telling each other we love each other, help each other as much as we can. Because there's nothing else. Anytime anybody can go, you don't know.
You don't know. And then you hold your kids. You hold them so close to your heart because that's what's painful. When you think that they were going to be there and then bang, something happened.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Bang, something happened. You just go ahead and do your thing, you know, just the routine, and then suddenly right after your routine something happened and you said, oh, you have to go in. You know?
That's the thing, I just do, hey, I love you, call and say I love you when I'm around you, spend some time with you, because I don't know.
We don't know.
Anytime where I'm at, and anything can happen to them where they are. It's just praying God to keep everybody safe, and that's it. We have no control.
Yeah, that's what happened. Look at his father. His father is older. Lionel Benjamin is older. Now he's his son that passed away. You know, that's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you so much, Dr. Finolia.
You
just did a group, an individual therapy from a distance.
I know.
I sit and I talk, and then before we know, session's over.
Right, well,
thank you so much.
I got you to smile.
Yep, that's right.
That's
what matters. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your call all the time and every time.
Yes, love you, love yourself.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's my therapist. We talk everything and nothing, and then we say goodbye. But anyway, as I'm finishing this program here this afternoon, it's practically... I'd like to remind you that WGXC is also my therapist, because through their support, through your support, I was able to carry on against all odds with this program for over 10 years. We cry, we laugh, we share, we keep ourselves busy, and then we move on to the week until next time. And so I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it too. And I invite you to join us again here on WGXC 90.7 FM and online WGXC.org and your radio dial 90.7 and on your phone app. The app, you have it there too. You can. Remember, you are invited next time. You know it. You going? Yep. Yeah.